What's up, Kantians? Welcome back to the podcast. Enjoy this very short episode. It's going to have some information on the future and what I'm up to, just a little update. I hope you guys enjoy.
Coors Banquet, brewed in the Rockies.
What's up, Kantians? It's been a while. I first want to start off by saying happy 4th of July. For all of my friends up in Alaska who are unable to go to Seward for the Mountain Marathon race, I'm sorry. That really sucks. I saw that they canceled it. I'm pretty sure it's still canceled. And they're also limiting camping there, like the camping spaces, to, you know, correlate with social distancing regulations, which is, it sucks. If you've never been to Seward, Alaska, first of all, it's absolutely breathtaking. It's just like a little harbor town. And my family and I, when we lived there, basically went every summer. So every 4th of July, we would go. And I think it was the Air Force and the Army had like designated camping sites there. So that's where we would go. And there was like running showers and bathrooms, stuff like that. And although it wasn't like authentic camping, it was fun. And we would do basically all the activities of camping, except it would be more like glamping. But those are really fond memories of mine. And it sucks that here in 2020, there's a lot of memories that are just not being made. A lot of experiences that just aren't happening at all because people are home. Like, they have to be home. So hopefully the rest of this year gets better. I'm really hoping so. So I'm sure you guys are wondering, where the hell is Lakota and the I Can't Even podcast? Well, if you know anything about me, you know that my time management skills aren't the best. And it's been a lot of late nights working at Domino's. And waking up in the morning just isn't easy when you go to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning. Most nights. So, that's it. Not really an excuse, just a reason. I'm just being a shithead with my time. And prioritizing relaxing versus recording. And it's really, really hard to plan recordings with people in the morning. Especially people in different time zones. So, there you go. There's a valid excuse. But it's a bullshit one. It's just me not prioritizing. That's it. But I do have some updates. So the first update is, if you've been following along, I'm in the process of becoming a federal agent. And it's definitely lengthy. I just submitted my background check information, which is long. And it should be. They want to make sure I'm not crazy. And this is the second time I've had to submit it because I messed up the first time. And thankfully, they're really, really, like, they're forgiving. Like, okay, here's an extension, yada, yada, yada. But anyways, I just submitted it again today. And the process should be moving along. And which means I will be leaving Laredo for some time, which is exciting. I like to travel. I like living in different areas for an allotted time, and I like the adventure aspect of living somewhere new and exploring a new city. So hopefully that will be happening here in the next few weeks, and that's basically it. I really can't talk too much about it. No one's told me explicitly not to talk about it, but I just imagine I can't talk too much about the process. So I'll just cut it there. Things are going well. That's all I can say. Another update, though, that's really, really exciting is Philos Apothecary, a company that I co-founded and own, is going to be offering more than just CBD, hopefully soon. So I'm in works with a manufacturer to provide fitness supplements. So I've been experimenting with different supplements for almost a decade now, and there's definitely like a handful of ones that I always go to, right? A solid pre-workout, a good protein mix, just to get that extra 25 or 30 grams of protein in my diet, and a multivitamin. Those are like the three that I'm always supplementing with. And as of lately, I've been adding a little bit more. I've been adding like fish oil. I've been adding creatine, beta-alanine. And over the years, I've played around with different nootropics, and I've played around with different, I wouldn't call them fat burners or anything like that, because those really don't work as well as you think. Well, they really just don't work unless you just want to lose a lot of water weight, which there's only so much water weight you can actually lose. So if you think a magic pill is going to help you lose weight, I promise you it won't. It'll be diet and exercise. I know this. I've lost a ton of weight just this year alone through that, and not even doing it perfectly, honestly. I'm like so wildly inconsistent. So it's something I'm developing, but because I keep returning, it's just like meditating. When you lose focus, and you get distracted by thought, go back to your breath and just keep going. It's the same with any habit in your life, right? If you like reading and you fell off of reading, just get back to it. That's it. Don't beat yourself up about it. Same thing with diets. Well, I've done the same thing with supplements, where I just try new things just to see how I feel after 30 days of using it, 60 days of using it, and so on and so forth. And there's one that I'm really, really excited to offer on the site, which is a nootropic pill. And if you don't know what nootropics are, they're basically brain fuel. Like it's stuff like natural ingredients that are just really, really good for your brain to help you with focus, memory retention, like healthy brain functions, like energy, everything. And, that one I'm really excited. So I ordered this supplement. I ordered my samples last week. They should be getting in on Thursday. And I'm excited. For the past 5 years, I've dreamt of owning my own supplement line. This will be a Philios Apothecary supplement line. And yeah. I don't really want to talk too much about it. I mean, I've already really told you what I'm offering, basically, if you're paying attention. But and that may change depending on how these samples go, and how I feel. I ordered 30 days, so it's not going to be anytime soon. In fact, this probably won't be offered until, you know, for, you know, several months, because I don't want to just rush it out. I want everything to look good. I want the ingredients to be right. I want the taste to be right. I want the consistency to be right. I want the quality to be right. So I'm going to take my time on it and make sure that you guys are getting the best of the best. On top of that, we are going to be offering pure CBD soon. It's going to be not deep relief. It's actually going to be Philios Apothecary CBD. It's just taking a little bit of time to get that. So if you guys are still pre-ordering, that's fine. You guys are going to get it. We just don't know when. That's it. I mean, just being perfectly honest, right? And people know this. It's not like I'm like, oh, you're going to get it in a week. This is a pre-order. So, but definitely hit me up if you're wanting a discount. I'm going to have a discount in the outro for all my Icont Even listeners. It's only going to be for the United States, so I'm sorry. I know there's two more countries listening to us, which puts us to 16 countries that on a regular basis are downloading and listening to Icont Even, which is awesome. That is so fucking cool. So I really appreciate all of y'all. Yeah. Okay. And this is why I hate solo podcasts. I really hate doing them. And personally, I hate listening to them. I do not like listening to solo podcasts. I usually listen to big group podcasts like Elvis Duran's podcast or the former Kane show, now called the Your Morning Show, or Joe Rogan, Tim Ferriss, like interview style. I hate solo podcasts because they're just, you're just rambling on. That's it. Oh, you know what? Let's talk about something. What's her name? Ghislaine Maxwell, right? I think that's her name. Finally has been taken in. Finally. Now, the whole Epstein thing happened last year, and it goes back to like the 90s when the FBI was first put in, first made aware of Epstein's potential predatory behavior, and it largely went ignored. And there's a documentary on Netflix that really sheds a lot of light on the victims that were involved. I mean, not all of them, certainly, but a good chunk. And it's shocking, even after that. And I think the Netflix special itself, like, forced this. It forced the feds to be like, we got to do something about this. Right? Because people are already pissed off that COVID's, like, affecting everything. If you're not aware, people... I don't know if they still are, but, you know, people have been protesting and rioting and, unfortunately looting as well, over police brutality. And, so this would just be another notch where it's like, we can't let, you know, a powerful, wealthy individual get away with this kind of behavior. And I don't know if this is like a novel case because she's a female. You know, largely, and now I'm speaking out of my ass, but largely predators that are highlighted in the news are usually males. The select few of females that are highlighted in the news, oddly, tend to be teachers that, like, are sleeping with their students that are underage, which is bizarre. But this whole Ghislaine Maxwell thing is very interesting because there's no way in hell she wasn't involved. And there are hundreds of testimonies claiming that, yeah, not only was she coaxing and recruiting, but she was involved in sexual misconduct and predatory behavior. It's just nuts that, like, it's taken this long. Now, I'm hoping it's taken this long because the federal government, the FBI and everybody, they want to have the strongest case. But I don't know if it needed this much time. But she's finally taken in, and I think that's good. That's a good step, because those victims, it wasn't just Jeffrey Epstein that was victimizing them. There were accomplices, there were associates, there were people involved in this plan. It's not just one person. And in fact, I don't even think Epstein was the leader, but I don't want to, like, conspire too much. That's a good thing that happened. And we're going to take a complete 180. Eurovision Song Contest, the new musical movie on Netflix. I'm watching it right now. I actually just paused it so I could record this podcast real quick. If you love Will Ferrell, you'll love this movie. It is hilarious. And it's a little dry because it's supposed to be based in, like, Iceland. And, like, have Icelandic culture involved. But it's hilarious. And Will Ferrell is just one of the funniest actors around, I think. I mean, that's just my personal opinion. Sue me. So if you guys have another... if you guys have seen it, please comment down below. Let me know what you think. And also let me know what your favorite Will Ferrell movie is, if you have one. My favorite one is Elf. I can watch Elf at least 4 or 5 times a year and laugh just as hard as I did the first time I watched it many, many years ago. It is a staple in my Christmas holiday viewing package. Like, I have it's probably the standard Christmas list that you need to watch on top of the Hallmark movies that I watch. Yes, I watch Hallmark movies, and before you judge, is because I lived with my grandma for some time and she loved Hallmark movies. So she turned me on to those because we'd watch them together. So now it's not like the actual aspect of a Hallmark movie, because we all know they're predictable, they're cheesy. The production on them is generally pretty low quality, but they're like good feeling, heartwarming movies. And that's why I watch them. Plus it's nostalgic for me. I think of my grandma every time, who I just talked to today. So I love talking to my grandma. Anyways, yeah, Will Ferrell movies. And then I think we'll end this episode with, you know, COVID is getting out of hand. I don't think anyone in the general population could have predicted that it'd be this devastating. Obviously, the lethal rate of it isn't as devastating as medical professionals were predicting and scientists were predicting, but it is still pretty serious. So do yourself and your community a favor. Don't be an asshole. Wear a mask when you're out in public. If you're driving by yourself, take off the damn mask. You just look stupid. Stop arguing with people over that. Plain and simple. It's not you're right, I'm wrong kind of thing. It's like, just don't be a dick. Hashtag don't be a dick. It's that simple. Right? There's so many videos being posted on social media of like people just like lashing out. And I'm going to target my, I don't know if it's just liberals doing it, but I'm going to blame the liberals because it's funny to do so. Just like it's funny to blame conservatives. But those that get like so impassioned and raged are like, there was a dude behind me and he wasn't wearing a mask and I almost punched him in the face. It's like, okay, I get it. You're angry, right? That he's not wearing a mask. He's being an asshole, but you don't have to go that far, right? It's serious, right? But there are people out there that honestly believe that the mask infringes their rights. That the mask honestly infringes on their rights. And it's so interesting. This is about to get very political and very divisive real quick. I don't know if this podcast has ever been so divisive. It may have been. But my mom posted something that I 100% agreed with. She goes, it's so funny that there are people out there that don't want to wear a mask because they say it infringes their rights. Like, you can't, it's my body, you can't tell me what to do. Well, that's odd because it's those same people that are pro-lifers and say you can't have an abortion. Okay. Well, the pro-choice people are saying it's my body, it's my choice. Right? So the same people that are saying, oh, I'm not going to wear a mask, it's my body, that same argument is good enough for the mask, but it's not good enough for pro-choice. Just going to leave that out there. I'm going to let that breathe for a little bit. I'm going to let it air out. Aerate. Right? It's just funny, man. I'm... This whole environment, this whole social media environment is so destructive. It's so destructive, and it is so easy to troll on it. It's so easy to get wrapped up in trolls. It's so easy to get wrapped up in little clickbait snippets of, you know, seemingly relevant information that is completely irrelevant when you look at the big picture, right? Or if you look at full clips. Like, I can't stand it anymore. Like, I don't even know what's real anymore when it comes to social media. Right, you watch a 30-second clip of someone saying this, and then you're like, oh, well, that's super serious. But then you look for it and you find the whole clip of it, and you're like, oh, this isn't even relevant anymore. This is from 20 years ago, right? Well, this is from 8 years ago. James Lindsay was on Joe Rogan's podcast just recently. I think it was the most recent episode. And I was listening to it yesterday, and I'm like, man, he made that point. I'm like, it's so true. It's so true. You know, and people want to blame the media. James Lindsay put it perfectly. We contribute to the media on these platforms. When we post every day, when we state our opinions, when we're, you know, voicing our outrage, we're contributing to the media. We are the media. there is no dyadic relationship anymore between consumer of media and creator of media. It's just, we're the same thing. And it's very fascinating when you look at that perspective that, okay, then who do we blame? Who do we blame? I'll be the first one to step up and take full accountability. Right? I'm definitely not an expert in anything. So my opinion is just my opinion. Take it for what it is. But we all need to take accountability for what's going on in our community, in our state, in our country, in our world. Right? Each individual needs to take accountability. Right? It's not one person. You can't blame Trump for everything. You can't blame Obama for everything. You can't blame your congressmen and women for everything. You can't blame your mayor for the potholes. Right? Like, it's not that simple. It's really not. And if you think it's that simple, you probably should go back and just look at the structure of government. Right? And look at who has the real power. We ultimately can seize that power. It's us. We take accountability. We the people, right? You want something done, make it happen, right? At least try. But I don't know. And stop posting bullshit stuff on social media. I guess that's the whole point. I keep going on these rants every time. I haven't recorded a podcast in probably 2 weeks. And I get on here and I do a 21-minute rant about absolute fucking nothing. That's hilarious. That's fucking hilarious. Anyways, I'm going to sign off here, guys, and I'm hoping, fingers crossed, I will have something available for you guys next week. I'm not going to be on a set schedule anymore just because I really don't know when I can get these out. And if I do end up at the Academy in the near future, I'm really not going to know when I'll be able to put these out. So I'll take it off the website and everything, but just expect 1 to 2 episodes per week. Hopefully after the Academy and once I'm at my duty station, I can get more into a routine, because I still plan on posting a podcast and doing the vlogs again and doing the blogs. You guys actually like the vlogs. The blog takes a while, so does recording and editing video, but I do want to invest in time in both of those. But yeah, just it's not going to be Wednesdays and Sundays anymore. It's just going to be really whenever I can get someone really interesting and fun to talk to on the podcast and create a really entertaining and provocative, I think is the right word. Provocative conversations that do something. I really don't know. I need to record more. This is so bad. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for the support. Even with me not posting, you guys are still listening, which is awesome. I have no idea why, but I'm very, very grateful for those that continue to share and grow this platform and grow my voice. That's awesome. I really appreciate it. And yeah, we're going to end it right here. All right, Contians, that's the end of the episode. I hope you all enjoyed. Please like and subscribe wherever you found this, and be sure to turn on notifications so that you never miss a new episode each week. This episode was brought to you by PhiloSapothecary.com. You ever deal with stress, anxiety, or just body aches from working out? Then you definitely need to try our Deep Relief Full Spectrum CBD oil. CBD is nature's anti-inflammatory and has been scientifically proven to help with just overall general inflammation in the body. And as you all know, inflammation is what causes most, if not all, chronic health issues. So, visit us at PhiloSapothecary.com to pick up a bottle of CBD for yourself. Be sure to use promo code ICONTEVEN, all one word, at checkout to receive 15% off and free shipping on all U.S. orders. You can also join iCount Even online. All links will be in the description. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of the week. Happy 4th of July, and I will chat with y'all next time. Peace.